you to explain and re-explain what you really mean. By that time, you lost your class. After the so-called Reformation, Protestants rejected this feast. That is a feast of both All Saints and its vigil, along with other important ones, such as Christmas and Easter. Do you hear me? And where Christmas and Easter have returned as feasts, is only because of the Catholic Church. Do you still hear me? Halloween folk customs of pagan origin then, what happened? They came back. Where? In England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and the Shetland Islands. In these places, the inhabitants lighted bonfires on hilltops on the eve of October the 31st and played Halloween games. They also engaged in divination by such means as pulling kale, placing stones or nuts in the fire, and throwing a shoe over the house. Do they still do that in the United States? Some divination occurred even as the church, even on the church porch, which was believed to be an especially reliable place to learn of future events. In other words, the thesis behind this lecture is that, as Catholicism, in this case, was suppressed in the Anglo-Saxon world, the paganism behind what then became the Feast of All Saints and its vigil, all the paganism returned, and Halloween now, the name has remained Christian. But how many people even know what Halloween means? Pranks and mischief also became common on Halloween, and I keep repeating, always the primary place was Great Britain, and as we know, by the middle of the 20th century, the largest empire in world history, let me repeat, the largest empire in world history was the British Empire. Control of hundreds of millions of people, much of Africa, a large part of Asia, the whole of India, Australia. And of course, with the dissemination of the English language, as the German political leader Bismarck was asked on one occasion, and what a question to be asked, and what an answer to give. He was asked, "What do you consider the single most important fact of modern history?" The single most important fact of modern history, without hesitation, the single most important fact of modern history is that England and the United States speak the same language. We Americans think, oh, how wrong can you be? We think we have been liberated from England. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ideologically, we are under control on every syllable of what I am saying. How well I know. Immigrants from Great Britain and, of course, when we speak of Great Britain, it doesn't mean just England. Though I must say, the longest I've had in England, though I'm in Europe quite often, was 24 hours recently. The flight was not leaving, so I had to stay in a hotel overnight. But I watched for two things during my stay in London, so that I could talk about it. Looked around to see about what percentage, as far as I could tell, of the people that I saw, and I kept counting my tens, how many people out of ten seemed to be, well, English or British. My calculation is less than 3. 70% of the people of England are no longer British. All kinds of other countries, but no longer England. And not just, you might say, population-wise, in terms of numbers, but the ideas, that the English-speaking world has had for the last 4.5 centuries, slowly, but very slowly, and most English-speaking Catholics have no idea what's going on. +90% of the books published in English are, what a safe statement, not Catholic. In other words, with as I close, immigrants from England or English-speaking, English-dominated countries brought the pagan practices that have been in vogue from before the time of Christ, especially to the United States. During the latter decades of the 19th century, some effort was made in the United States to control the pranks, because some became, if not major, at least minor crimes. In some cities, over-enthusiastic celebrants would cause great harm, especially those whom they disliked. The bottom line is that Halloween is a return of unqualified paganism into cultures where Protestantism has de-Catholicized a nation and removed one of the clearest signs of an authentic Catholic mentality, namely the veneration of the saints. I have a short paragraph conclusion. Our responsibility Halloween has become so built into our national culture that it is simply taken for granted. Almost nobody knows or seems to care about this return of a pagan custom into what was once a Christian nation. Our responsibility is to do whatever we can to restore Halloween. What am I saying? And I'm being taped to top it off. To restore Halloween to its Catholic place in the Church's calendar. How? Know the saints. As John Calvin wrote, and he is the genius behind Protestantism, there are no saints. There are no saints. To invoke the saints, there's one so-called Protestant confession after another. To invoke the saints is blasphemy. Our Catholic responsibility, know the saints whom we do believe in. Yet at least, even one small book on the life of either a saint or of the saints, say, of the calendar year, know the saints. Promote the writings of the saints. They have written extensively. Publicize the lives of the saints. This is not an exaggeration. Before my ordination, and it's just as well I did not have a Xerox machine or some other way of making copies, I would write them out on little cards that I would then use, as I have over the years, over 5,000 quotations from the saints before my ordination. Except for these saints, I mean this with all my heart, I wouldn't be standing here. Before God, this is one of the true reasons why the Church canonizes saints. One is to assure us that a canonized saint is infallibly in heaven. And secondly, that we might read, learn, and how the saints thought, how they lived, and imitate their virtues. When I first read this, over 40 years ago, that St. Alphonsus Liguori took a vow never to lose a moment of time. It changed my life. We need the saints. Know them. Promote them. Publicize their lives. Use the media to make the saints known, invoked, and imitated by others. And you mothers and fathers, all I can tell you is, my mother managed to finish the first 5 grades in grammar school in Europe. One reason over the years, I've often asked my audiences 2 questions. I can ask you, how would you answer this? Are all educated people intelligent? Yes or no? Are all educated people intelligent?
No.
No. And the most stupid are so many PhDs. Are you sure the machine is working for the videotaping? Next question. If not all educated people are intelligent, are all intelligent people educated?
No.
No. And given the conditions of education in our country, it's just as well. Memorize the sayings of the saints. I didn't expect to make this, but let me do this. I'm not quite sure it's sometime in November that our next class is. Who knows when we meet the next time?
13.
November the?
13.
15th?
13.
November the?
13.
13th. November the 13th, okay. So November the 13th. I would like to have all of you, because I trust your integrity, and let me make it as easy as I can. Will you please turn in 3 quotations from saints, 3 saints' quotations. Identify the saint and put your name on too. Okay. And then I'd like to have you promise that you'll memorize what you have written down. Over the years in teaching priests, I tell them there is nothing more valuable and to memorize as much as you can of the Bible, especially the New Testament, and from the writings of the saints. We need it. And one last recommendation. Use the occasion of Halloween to restore saints to their place in our lives and national history. And I thank you for the opportunity of speaking on Halloween as Elohim really should be spoken of as the vigil of all the saints. Thank you for listening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let's meet, if you don't mind, in 15 minutes, okay?